Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Coming up this morning in Kent, the Swift House Task Force will hold a special meeting at 9 a.m. It is via Zoom. Region 1 Board of Education special meeting is tonight at 6:30, also via Zoom. More information on those websites. Town of Sharon Zoning Board of Appeals has a special meeting tonight at 6:30 at Town Hall. Masks will be provided. The meeting will be held on the second floor on the Chapin Meeting Room. Social distancing must be practiced. By the way, there is a legal notice on this meeting posted at the Sharon website at sharonct.org. Meanwhile, tonight in Sheffield, the annual town meeting will happen at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, Hartford Healthcare has mobile COVID-19 testing unit in Falls Village for one day only. It is from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Falls Village Senior Center at 107 Main Street in Falls Village. The service is available at no cost. However, registration is required. Please wear a mask and bring a photo ID. Please call 860-496-6479 to register. Also coming up in Cornwall, the deadline for the Women's Society Scholarships application is on the 30th, and a 7:30 special meeting for the Economic Development Committee, that is via Zoom. On July 2nd, the Kent Summer Driving Concert Series are all set to begin once again, put on by the Kent Park and Recreation and Kent Land Trust. They will run from 6:30 to 8 at the Kent Land Trust Field, Route 7, just south of the Village Center. Parking will open at 6 on a first-come, first-served basis. Participants must stay in their vehicles in their assigned spaces. Violators will be required to leave. There will be a carry-in and carry-out trash policy. No restrooms will be open. The free concerts will be canceled in the event of inclement weather. And coming up on the 2nd, the Algorithmics, Scott Bircher, Rory Dolan, Tobias Feely, Dylan Hallis, and Heather Strid. MESS, Marker, Emblem, Symbol, Signal, curated by Adam Ekstrom, Arts for Artists, with Chloe Bass, Naxilar Baxter, Daniel Bejar, Mel Chin, Pamela Council, Darn Studio, Ghost of a Dream, Annette Jane, Kristen Hansfield, Sarah Sandman, David Scher, Dred Scott, and Zane Vanson, Friday, July 3rd through Sunday, August 16th. The opening reception is coming up this Friday from 5:30 till 8. Standard Space Gallery holding its first public opening during the COVID-19. Social distancing measures will be followed. Only 6 individuals will be allowed into the gallery at a time, and masks are required. Refreshments will be served in the parking area directly behind the gallery. Meanwhile, Great Barrington will continue to allow the use of a downstairs seat for dining and music to help Great Barrington's business district. The town will close Lane on Railroad Street to make room for outdoor dining and music. They also have okayed the Mahawi Performing Arts Center's bid for drive-in movies. The town will close one lane from 4 to 10 p.m. for outdoor tables, kept 6 feet apart Fridays and Saturdays all summer. Restaurants must have a permit to serve alcohol outside. They have arranged live music and urge patrons to don masks and follow social distancing rules. Also, the town agreed to allow the Mahawi to project drive-in movies on the parking lot at Daniel Arts Center at Bard College at Simon's Rock every Thursday through Saturday. The Salisbury Town Grove is closed July 4th and 5th. No boat launching on those days. No boat launching. Once again, a reminder, the Interlaken Inn has set up some special Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Interlaken Inn. Thursday, lobster roll on a brioche roll. On Saturdays, baby back ribs. And on Sunday, it's a Sunday brunch. You can register online at interlakeninn.com, and there's a link for each one of those days. Also, the Interlaken will have one vegetarian option of a black bean veggie burger with lettuce and tomato. Orders can be placed online or by telephone. With local municipalities cancel annual fireworks shows amid concerns that social distancing would not be possible, Dutchess County announced plans for 3 free drive-in style July 4th shows in 3 parts of the county. The displays will be held at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill, Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck, and Silo Ridge Field Club Equestrian Center in Amenia. Visitors will need to remain in their vehicles, and there will be no restrooms or concessions available. No alcohol will be allowed on the grounds. Gates on the locations open at 7:30. The The fireworks begin at 9:30. Parking is limited at the venues, so guests are encouraged to arrive early. Dutchess Stadium has 500 spots available. Silo Ridge has 300, and the fairgrounds has 3,000. Well, despite some delays, the USDA Farmers to Families food distribution was a success on Saturday in Falls Village, a story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American. The program provides food to citizens as part of the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It was due to start at 8 a.m. Saturday at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. The truck was loaded with more than 1,300 boxes of produce, was coming from Torrington, but by 8 o'clock, the truck was still in Torrington. A call was put out, and the truck eventually showed up at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at about 9:45, with the assistance of State Representative Michelle Cook of Torrington. The boxes were filled with potatoes, apples, onions, celery, cucumbers, lettuce, and the produce came from Florida. Some of those loads came from Michigan. This was put together by State Representative Maria Horn and the Friendly Hands Food Bank with that grant that had been serving people there. If you live in New York and work for the state of New York and you visit a high COVID-19 infection rated state, New York will make you ineligible for sick leave, a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Just don't go to a state with high COVID-19, come back to New York and expect to get paid sick leave benefits, according to Governor Cuomo. He signed that executive order on Saturday that strips the paid sick leave protections for New York employees who voluntarily travel to high-risk states after June 25th. Quote, if we're going to maintain the progress we've seen, we need everyone to take personal responsibility, end quote. Cuomo went on to say, quote, that's why I'm issuing an executive order that says any New York employee who voluntarily travels to a high-risk state will not be eligible for COVID-19 protections we created under the paid sick leave. End quote. That order is the latest crackdown by Cuomo to avoid a surge in coronavirus back in New York, as its infection rates have been at record lows, but have hit record highs in parts of the South and West. Also, earlier last week, the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut agreed to implement a 14-day quarantine on anybody visiting from 8 states with high COVID rates of COVID-19. The states listed were Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North and South Carolina, Utah, and Texas. California and several other states are also now expected to add it to that list of states. A story in the Berkshire Eagle by Heather Bielow. Every summertime begins. Nancy Shimolsky starts to feel sick to her stomach. Eventually, she realized why. For decades, she remained silent about what caused it. Leslie Dale is the former Sheffield Center janitor and crossing guard who Shimolsky says assaulted her and other children in the 1960s. Shimolsky's allegation against Dale, who died in 1972, is one of four reports police have received of assaults at the school in the 60s and 70s. Local police opened an investigation into accounts of sexual assault by staff members at the two schools in the Southern Berkshire Regional School District, but that inquiry is stalled and no charges are pending. But the case has not been closed, according to Sheffield Police Chief Eric Munson III. Munson still encourages people to come forward for legal and emotional reasons. The full story is in the Sunday edition of the Berkshire Eagle. Accused of driving drunk and under the influence of marijuana when he caused a crash that seriously injured an elderly couple in September in Barkhamsted, former Sharon resident Hunter Sirkia has his bond set at $90,000 as a matter of public safety following his arraignment Friday in Torrington Superior Court. He posted the bond and was free on conditions by Friday afternoon. Norman and Carol Rule of Winstead, both in their late 70s, and Sophia were seriously injured in that accident. The Kent Memorial Library has reopened, but patrons are being allowed in the building by appointment only. Patrons can browse the collections, check in and check out materials, use computers, enjoy the periodicals, and shop for used books. Appointments must be made in advance and will be for 45 minutes, starting every hour from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., with a short option at 5 p.m. Masks are required for entry. More information or an appointment, 860-927-3761 or email kmlinfo@biblio.org. The Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation has launched a Northwest Corner Gives, a crowdfunding platform created by the Community Foundation to help Northwest Connecticut nonprofits build awareness and As you give to the nonprofits through the Northwest Corner, the Community Foundation is matching gifts dollar for dollar up to the campaign goal. That runs through July 31st. Campaign goals include operating expenses from lost revenue due to coronavirus, support for remote programming, technology, and equipment needs to enable the distance work and distance programming, and personal protective equipment needs. View nonprofit campaigns and support their goals at northwestcornergives.org. One issue for the 5th Congressional District race is education, specifically the state's plan to reopen schools in the fall. Democratic incumbent Johanna Hayes criticized Governor Lamont's plan in a tweet on Thursday after he announced plans. With Miguel Cardona, Commissioner of Education, Hayes, a Wolcott resident who is running for a second term, is a former educator in Waterbury and was the National Teacher of the Year. Republican challenger David X. Sullivan supports Lamont's plan to open schools, saying only a classroom environment will enable our children to succeed. Lamont's plan, unveiled on Thursday, did not include hard numbers for limiting class sizes, one of the issues that had two education unions asking for. In a joint statement, the Connecticut Education Association and AFT Connecticut said the governor's plan failed to address pressing issues, including how teachers at higher risk from COVID-19 will be accommodated. New York will not reopen gyms, malls, and movie theaters until the health officials have more information about the impact of air conditioning circulating the COVID-19 virus. The Department of Health is trying to determine if there's any filtration system for air conditioning systems to successfully remove the virus from air circulation. Meanwhile, coronavirus, churches and mosques in New York and temples can open their doors as the state is allowing for 50% capacity. And Great Barrington voters sank a proposal to return Lake Mansfield Roadway to a two-way roadway, overwhelmingly defeating that. A slew of residents speaking passionately about the dangers of doing so for both lake and people. Citizens' petition brought by Stephen Farina to reopen the entire road, now a one-way only heading north and set to be closed, eventually surfaced a long-term controversy, but with crumbling road that needs frequent fixing, town officials decided to close it to motorists in phases. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,015.55, the NASDAQ at 9,757.22, and the S&P 500 at 3,009.05. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast in just a few moments.